What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch, and we're going to talk about the power of the president this morning and an important abortion issue in the courts in Missouri. KMOX legal analyst Brad Young is a partner at Harris, Dow, Fisher & Young and joins us this morning as he does every week here on KMOX. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Megan.
Let's start with this issue of the National Guard. President Trump has promised to expand those deployments to other cities, including Chicago and Baltimore. The president declared yesterday that he has unlimited power as president to deploy the National Guard in any state. Is that the case?
Actually, it is not. And we've seen several examples that you can see how this works legally. We saw earlier this year where President Trump used the National Guard in Los Angeles. But those National Guard members were limited to the protection of federal property. They couldn't do anything other than that because of the restrictions of Title 32 of the U.S. Code. However, we also saw in Washington, D.C., the president deploy troops for general crime-fighting activities. But that's because Washington, D.C. is different than a state, because Washington, D.C. is not a state. It's literally a district under federal control. So you've seen those two opposites. When it comes to Illinois, the only way the president could legally use the troops is if he declared that there was some sort of an insurrection or a rebellion under the Insurrection Act of federal law. And at least as of today, we've not seen any evidence of insurrection or rebellion.
Now, let's say he goes ahead and does it. Is there anything that, for example, the state of Illinois or Chicago could do to stop that beside going to the courts?
No, going to the courts would be the primary and really the only method of seeking a remedy. We saw that in California. Governor Newsom went to court to block President Trump's deployment of the National Guard in California because he didn't consent. Federal courts sided with Trump, stating that it was just used to protect federal property, so that was legal. So it would have to be based on, in Illinois, what the troops are going to be deployed to do. If they're just surrounding federal properties, then even if Illinois challenged it, I think that President Trump would prevail. If they're going to be used for general crime-fighting activities, that's banned under the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878, and the courts would probably strike down that act.
Well, I guess we'll have to see what happens. Speaking of seeing what happens, scheduled in Missouri this afternoon, a judge will consider a challenge to ballot language that would basically repeal the abortion rights amendment that was approved by voters. First off, Brad, what would this amendment propose to do?
Well, this proposed amendment would essentially reverse what voters passed a couple of years ago when it comes to having the right to an abortion in the state of Missouri. That was passed as a citizen-led initiative in 2024, and so this would be essentially rolling that back. Now, the challenge, the legal challenge to this, Megan, as they always are, this is a very common and frequent occurrence, is that the legal challenges are filed stating that the wording is deceptive, because under Missouri law, it specifically states that all ballot summaries have to be true and impartial. So the challenges are whether or not the wording is actually true or impartial, or whether it's designed to be slanted or to hide the true point of the measure.
And so I guess, as we've seen in the past, with the previous amendment, would it be up to a judge then to decide and possibly rewrite that ballot language?
Well, that's what's interesting. Missouri law changed this year under Senate Bill 22, and it changed some of the proceedings that we have here. So in this instance, all legal disputes have to be resolved at least 70 days before the election. And when you mentioned the courts rewriting it, that was done in the past. But now the courts have to wait for the Secretary of State to try up to three times to rewrite the initiative before the courts would step in to rewrite.
So one of the other arguments that I think it's the ACLU has posed is that this violates constitutional provisions that proposed amendments only address one subject, because not only does it cover abortions, it also covers gender-related treatments.
Yeah. And again, that would be, well, first of all, under Missouri law, that's correct. You can only have one subject. But then again, there's also subjects and then subparagraph subjects. So that would be up to the courts to decide whether it's one subject or it's more than one subject. And that's something that has been successfully litigated in past ballot initiatives by pointing out that the initiative was trying to cover more than one subject. But you're right, the courts would have to make that determination.
So again, for our listeners, that hearing is this afternoon in Cole County Circuit Court. Brad, thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
That is KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris, Dow, Fisher & Young.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.